Today's podcast does not contain swearing, unless you count the word bastards. I mean, that doesn't count, does it? Come on, lighten up, Granny.
Here we go. Sometimes I am busy, and other times I am not. But the challenge will be to see if I can make something out of everyday events. I tricked you with the events. That'll be one for the bloopers.
Do the exact same.
Right, we need to centre ourselves. We need to get in the zone. Ready? Are you in the zone, Lucy? Are you in the
I'm
zone?
In the zone. I'm thinking of things to say.
I think you're just outside the zone.
Okay, I'm in, just inside move. The zone.
You're in the zone. Are you? Close the door behind you. I didn't mean the real door. I meant the door of the zone.
Oh, right.
But fair enough. Okay. Here we go. Lots of people put things on Facebook. They tell you what they've had to eat. They tell you about all sorts of things. Maybe they've got a verruca on their feet.
Well, this is not gonna be a boring thing, so let's see how it goes.
I'm not gonna talk about my feet. I'm gonna talk about my nose.
Oh, are you two think that it's very bad
to talk about yourself all the time? It drives yourself and other people mad.
Well, this will be a daily vlog with David Eagle and lots of his friends.
Very good. I like that bit. I think we've got the jingle. Thank you, Lucy.
Bye.
Oh.
That was really good.
That was really good, wasn't it?
Do you think
we'll be commissioned there?
Because we were in Amazon.
David Eagle's Digital Dollop. Dollop 3. And now, in a change to our advertised programming, David Eagle talks exclusively to a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Yesterday, the people I'm living with and some other friends went out for the day, but I decided not to join them as I wanted to put the finishing touches to yesterday's blog post, read the blog out for the podcast and upload it to my website. There is a certain irony in the fact that I plan to write about my life for 365 consecutive days, yet in order to do so, I'm declining offers to go out and actually do anything interesting. My efforts to constantly talk about my life mean that I might be running the risk of not actually living one. So today, I was asked whether I wanted to go for a walk and out for some lunch with some friends. So I decided to partake, although I only did this because I thought something interesting might happen that I could then blog about. I am writing this blog post in the car on the way to the place that we're going to, while keeping one ear open for anything interesting that one of my friends might say that I can then appropriate for today's blog. So far, they have given me nothing. The bastards. Today's blog post was meant to be the story that I originally intended to tell yesterday, before getting distracted and writing nearly 2,000 words about something else. However, I think that I will save that story for another day, because part of the story hinges around the topic of cancer. I am aware that many of you are probably heading back to work tomorrow after the Christmas holidays, and so perhaps a lengthy blog post that's quite heavy going might not be fitting. I'm a little concerned as well that my last two blog posts have been quite sweary and included quite a lot of adult jokes, and the story that I originally intended to tell today would have probably needed to have followed that course as well. So I'll come back to that story at some point, and for now, here's a lovely blog for the whole family. So gather your children around, tell your mother-in-law to stop watching Songs of Praise, and get a load of this. My friend, Emily, sitting next to me in the car, has just read a news article to me, which has given me inspiration for a blog post. So, in a change to advertised programming, here's today's blog post, which centres around a story from the BBC News website. New Zealand has given approval to the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to carry out marriage ceremonies in the country. Now, I don't know about you, but I had no idea that the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster even existed. So, intrigued, I decided to conduct some research for this blog. Now, you might be under the impression that this blog is essentially a one-man operation, simply comprising a singular, deluded, self-aggrandizing ego. But actually, I have a whole team of people around me, including a state-of-the-art research department, So it wasn't long before I was put in contact with someone from the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. The person I spoke to was happy to talk, but didn't want to be identified. Our pastor is delighted and can't wait to conduct his first ceremony, said the unidentified source. Source spelled S-A-U-C-E, my friends. Unfortunately, that's all the interview I got, as there was a glitch in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster's video conferencing technology. The picture went black, and they stopped seeing me too. However, the audio hung in there for a little longer before cutting out, so I heard a few seconds of conversation between two Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster members. Damn! The bloody Tagliatelle is on the blink again. Basil? Olive? Can one of you fix this thing? I'm afraid you won't get anything out of Basil or Olive. Have you not heard the news about Basil? No? What? It turns out that he wasn't one of us after all. He was a spy! A spy for the Church of the Roaming Ravioli Dragon! What? The Church of the Roman Ravioli Dragon? But everyone knows that that church is based on completely fabricated, nonsensical flim-flam. I know, but some people will believe any old claptrap, won't they? Aye, very true. But I can't believe that all this time he was spying for them. I mean, Basil? A plant? Who'd have thought it? I know, I certainly didn't see it coming. Which is more than can be said for that punchline. So Basil's unable to fix your TV, your Tagliatelle. And I'm afraid Olive says she's too ill to do anything today. Olive? Ill? She'll be stoned, no doubt, as usual. What about Betty? She's good with technology. She's a very clever girl. She got all A's in her exam, you know. Well, I know. They don't call her Alpha Betty for nothing. Unfortunately, the audio began to badly crackle and glitch. The last thing that I heard before I lost them completely was, I think we're running out of electricity. Here, try putting a penny in the meter. And then the line went dead, which I'm sure you're all immensely sad about. Well, there you go. That's the blog post. It was going to be another adult and sweary blog post, but then I bottled it, so decided to do a lot of spaghetti-based puns instead. Still, let's be honest, it beat watching Songs of Praise, didn't it, mother-in-law? You wouldn't get that with Alan Jones. You wouldn't hear him riffing on a news story about spaghetti. In fact, if the BBC wants Songs of Praise to be more popular, then they should ditch Christianity altogether and broadcast live from the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. The ratings would go through the roof. If we all bombard points of view, then they will surely have to take heed. Thank you for reading and listening. Feel free to leave a comment, either telling me that I've made a terrible mistake with this ridiculous project, or to simply deluge me with more pasta puns. Only 363 posts to go, my friends. Are we still friends? Well, back tomorrow, regardless.